Hey, this is Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I found this recording when I was getting ready to do episode 90, so I decided I would just go ahead and put this thing together and make it episode 90 and send it out. And I'll be working on episode 91, and hopefully I'll get it out within the next week or two. See you later. Bye. Hey everyone, I'm at the Greenway Trail in Lilburn. I'm in my warm-up mode right now, which is a 15-minute warm-up, which is a combination of mostly walking, some running, and after that, I'm going to do 3.5 miles. In my zone, which is 108 to 118. This seems to be working out pretty good for me. I can run and walk, and the last couple of workouts, I got down to close to 13-minute pace for running and walking, which is fairly decent for that. And as I get in better shape, I guess I'll be running longer stretches, therefore my workout will be faster pace. At least that's the theory. It's bad when I'm all set to podcast and I really don't have anything to talk about, you know? Last race I did was a couple of weeks ago. I'm really not training for one right now. I'm just doing base training using the Maffetone 180. But other than that, there's not much going on. I'm trying to stick to the Higdon Half Marathon training schedule. So if I stick to that, as races come up, at least I'll be ready for them, you know? Maybe not A-quality races, but decent. I'd like to do a 5K after about a month of this training, see what my pace comes out in a 5K race, just for a test. My warm-up's all over, or close to over. Looks like I averaged about 13:51 pace for my 15-minute warm-up. So we'll see how I for my regular workout, which I'm starting now. I think this is the first running podcast that I'm using my new Olympus with the giant squid while I'm running. I don't think I could have run the last time, but I don't think so. Got up to 119. I usually, when it goes back to 108, is when I, the last minute that I can start running again. I usually start out again when it gets on about 110. I'm at a 118 right now. I've slowed down trying to continue running and go below 118, see if I can. I guess I'm gonna have to walk. I was staying right at 118. Today's another one of those perfect running afternoons. Temperature's about 61, sunny, no wind, just nice and quiet, running on the trail. Not too many people out here this time of day. It's probably before 4 o'clock, and gets a little crowded 5 to 6. Now that it's starting to get dark early, I think sunset's before 6 o'clock, and this trail has no lights on it, so if you're gonna run the trail, you gotta get over here while it's light, because it'll be pitch dark. I wish they would put lights on it. It'd be a good night run trail. Some kind of thing on this pole here. It's probably cameras. That's what they look like. Definitely not lights. They ought to put lights on those poles as well as cameras. As at nighttime, camera's not gonna do any good either. Can't see anything. Unless it's an infrared or something. Oh well. I'm glad I wore a long sleeve shirt, because in here in the shade, it is a little cool. And I feel the breeze picking up a little bit now. There wasn't one a few minutes ago. If y'all listen to Steve Chopper's recordings that he did while he was in India, those are excellent recordings. I wish I could do a podcast like that. That really impressed me, how he puts all that stuff together. I mean, excellent, excellent podcast. Wish I had those kind of production values in mind, but I don't. Hopefully, on the trail, part of the trail I'm running today, I've left enough at the end, so if they've got the trail finished over at Lions Club Park, I can run that loop. So we'll see if it's done. I've been waiting and waiting for them to finish it up. The weather's been good, so they ought to be getting that thing finished up soon, hopefully. So I was hoping today I could run over there, run that loop on the end and come back without having to add extra mileage over in Lilburn Park to make up. Because on the trail here by itself, if I go out and back, and there's a little to the right of the trail, about 6/10 of a mile out, there's a little loop on the side that's about maybe a couple of tenths. So I come out, go on that loop, and then continue out, turn around and come back, and that's about 5K. So with my 15-minute warm-up, which ends up giving me over a mile of warm-up, then 3.5 miles of workout, I'm getting over 4 miles. So if they finish this loop up here at Lions Club, that'll be perfect for my runs, because my weekday runs, I don't think they go over 4 miles total. So with a 15-minute warm-up and then a 4-mile run, I'd be getting a little over 5 miles. And if they finish this loop over here, it'd work out right. We'll find out shortly. I'm going up the hill Lions Club Park, I did get up to 128. I didn't really want to do that, but I was passing somebody and I hate to stop right next to them and start walking. So, the barricade's down, so maybe this section's finished. Right after you go under Rockbridge Road, there's an overpass there for the cars on the road. You go underneath it on the trail. To the left, there's a trail that cuts off there that isn't paved. And I'm hoping that they'll leave it that way. And make it connect somewhere. So we'll have a little bit of trail. Hope it just doesn't go up here and disappear. It'd be unique. Well, so far most of this has been uphill. So it's gonna be definitely a slower section. See where this goes. Huh, goes out into the neighborhood there. So people that live right over here, they got excellent access to this park. And they can come out of their houses, run all the way over to Lilburn Park. Hope it turns around soon. I need to be heading back in a little bit here. I wonder where this goes. Still uphill. Looks like a lot of construction equipment up here. So, looks like it's headed back now. Okay. Now we're going to be going downhill. Just about completed the loop here. And it started down. And that continues down until it goes underneath the bridge at Rock Bridge. So maybe I can get some time back that I lost walking back there. Hopefully. If I can keep my heart rate under 118. Just kind of mosey along here. As soon as I said that, it went to 118. And just now got into my low zone. I was walking downhill there, talking, and forgot to start running. Got down to 102 instead of 108. Let's see, going under the road now. Don't see any trolls under here. I guess Laura's back from Orlando now. I guess next week we'll start running together again. On Tuesdays and Thursdays. She went down there for training, and like I said previously, she swore she's gonna run. We'll see if she did or not. Nice, peaceful, quiet trail. Maybe you can hear the bugs in the background, crickets and such. This watch, I got it set where the alarm should go off when I go down to 108, but maybe my heart rate drops too quick or something, because I'll be walking along here and when it starts going off, my heart's already down to 102. Going the other way, it usually beeps and I'm right around 119 by the time I stop. So I've really gone over going uphill over at Lions Club Park, passing somebody. I went up to like 128, maybe a little bit higher, but that was it. So I think I'm still good, pretty much training in the range the whole time. We'll see what my average is here in a minute. When I first started doing this, it was about 1440 average for a workout overall. Right now I'm at 1328, which a lot of my Galloway training was averaging about that with a much higher heart rate, because I had my high threshold set for my Galloway training at 142. And I just ran my minutes and walked. If I went over 142, then I'd walk. Now, see, I got up to 125 before it even beeped that time. Workout finished. 4.58 miles. 101.41. That's good. A little bit slower than my Tuesday run, but I don't care. It's the heart rate that counts. And I figure some of that slowdown was going uphill over there at Lions Club Park, because there was a lot of uphill over there and I did go slower, and I don't think I made up for it coming back down the other side. I could have, but I don't think so. So I've got 2 hours of training so far this week and 2 runs, so that's pretty good. Let's see. 1328 average. My 15-minute warm-up, I averaged 1352 and did a mile point, almost a mile and a tenth. And my first mile of my 3.5 mile run, I did a 13. Second mile was lower, I did a 13.53. Third mile was a 13.03. And the last half mile was a 13.33. So I lost my first and third miles were around 13 minutes, and going up and around at Lions Club Park slowed me down, and then I was slower in my last half mile. So overall, it was a good workout.
Okay, this is the end of episode 90. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.